Hello and welcome on the Belgian Eye. You know we have a right-wing government in this country, and you also know what a right-wing government means? I mean, right-wing makes you think of Thatcher, Reagan, and if you want the Republicans in the US, the Conservatives in Great Britain, that sort of people. And it's not hard to outline their views. Social and economic policy is a little bit more in favor of those who've got the money, and those who have almost no money, they pay the bill. They do it by cutting in taxes and cutting in government spending. It's a cliché. The left spends the money and raises taxes. The right cuts taxes and cuts the money, like in social welfare and others. But a right-wing government normally also pleads for a strong leadership, more police and a stronger army. But here in Belgium? The day will come that our soldiers will have to shout bang! In order to save on bullet costs. Hopefully they'll do that only on training. Belgian army to go into hibernation was the headline this week on Flanders News. It reads from a confidential report from the General Staff of the Belgian Armed Forces. This report was ordered by the Belgian Defense Minister Steven van de Put. It plans the closure of one in three Belgian army bases. Privatizing the military hospital at Neder-Overeembeek, the Army Museum and the Air Sea Rescue Service. Furthermore, shedding 60% of staff at Royal Military Academy in Brussels, reducing the number of Augusta helicopters from 20 to 8, and a merger of military bands. The Army will also have to scale down its duties. At this moment, the General Staff demands 100 million from a government reserve. If not, ongoing investments will go unfunded. In a first reaction, the Belgian Defense Minister stressed it was merely a draft. Okay, it's not the first time that I tell you about our poor Belgian Army. And I can understand that some cuts still can be made. An army museum is more a cultural thing than something that protects the nation. And military bands? Well, you need one when you're invading a country. I mean, you got to do what you do with style, but I don't think Belgium will ever invade more than one country in the same time. So even if you can imagine this smart country invading and conquering another country, even then only one military band is enough to do the celebration job. But we are a smart country. No, we don't have any plans to invade somewhere. And we are so small that an invasion of someone else is an immediate threat to our neighboring countries, which means that they will have to come and help. So we can lean back and do nothing, or almost nothing, which is what our smart, right-wing government is planning to do. Saving is sacred at this moment. But is it safe? I really wonder what our neighbors and our partners in NATO will think about these measures. I guess no one has a problem with making things much more efficient, with saving on museums or music, but I can imagine that saving on the real military stuff will not be appreciated. No, we don't have to fear an invasion because of this, but we might get an isolation. For a country which economics mainly are based on export, this might be a dangerous thing. I'm a Belgian and I plead for more solidarity in the world. Not only because of the world, but also because of me. Have a nice day.